Good morning, Harmony to Look Alike. Happy Thanksgiving. So today we are doing a more mellow service, focusing on thankfulness. And so we're going to ask you to stay in your seats as we do worship this morning. But if you feel inclined to stand, we praise God. We will not stop you. But please sing along with us. Thank you so much for being here this morning.
There's no one like you. you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you.
Our God is greater.
Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God.
Let's sing that again. Our God.
Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips.
as we move into this next song, we're going to have Kate lead this one. And I wanted to pick songs this week that were really focused on praising God and thanking Him, even in hard times, but especially in good times, because I think that's when we forget to praise God, is when things are happy. We want to always call on Him when things are hard, but sometimes we just have to say thank you. So this is about singing of His love forever, no matter what the circumstance.
There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're a living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone.
I'm thankful for each and every one of you for being here with us this morning to worship. We're going to move into Better Is One Day right now. And I love this song because for me, there truly is nothing better than thinking about when we finally do get to meet our Creator. So feel free to sing along with us or just listen and take in the message of this song. Worship in whatever way you feel comfortable.
in. This month, we've been delving into the topic of treasure, how and where we are investing our lives. And as a recap for this month's sermon series, we've incorporated the Gospel of Matthew chapter 6. And it's part of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, while concentrating on certain key aspects. And so the first part focused on the what and where in regard to our treasure. And then the second part, it got into the who, as into who are we serving. And then the third part, last Sunday, the message focused and addressed the how. And it's how worry can sidetrack us, and how trust, which is extremely important, comes into play with our treasured relationship with God and others. This morning, we're going to wrap up the treasure series with what I would say is the why portion. Because we're going to work from the premises that the earth is the Lord's, and all that is in it, and those who live in it, including the world. And let's learn why we give our treasure back to God. And this time we're going to move, we've been dealing with chapter 6, and this time we're going to go to the very front of the chapter, the first six verses. And today's reading is going to come from the Message in its contemporary language and translation. And so I want us to be open, fully open with our hearts and minds to listen to these words of wisdom and direction. And again, our reading is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 1 through 6. Be especially careful when you're trying to be good so that you don't make a performance out of it. Oh, it might be good theater, but the God who made you won't be applauding. When you do something for someone else, don't call attention to yourself. You've seen them in action, I'm sure. Play actors, I call them. Treating prayer meeting and street corner alike as a stage, acting compassionate as long as someone is watching, playing to the crowds. They get applause, true, but that's all they get. When you help someone out, don't think about how it looks. Just do it quietly and unobtrusively. And that is the way your God, who conceived you in love, working behind the scenes, helps you out. And when you come back before God, don't turn that into a theatrical production either. All these people making a regular show out of their prayers, hoping for stardom. Do you think God sits in a box seat? Here's what I want you to do. Find a quiet, secluded place so you won't be tempted to role play before God. Just be there as simply and honestly as you can manage. Then the focus will shift from you to God, and you will begin to sense His grace. The Word of God for the people of God. Amen. Now, you may have noticed that today's scripture seems to have taken an abrupt turn in the treasured focus passage. Because now suddenly Jesus is placing His attention, His emphasis on prayer. Now, why in the world would Jesus be doing this? Well, the short answer is He's trying to make a connection. He actually is making a connection. It's a trust-faith connection between giving our treasure away and living a life committed to prayer. And in these scripture verses, what Jesus is driving at is consider our approach, the spirit in which we pray to our divine, holy Creator. And I'd say humility is very crucial on our parts. Be especially careful when you are trying to be good so that you don't make a performance out of it. When you come before God, don't turn that into a theatrical production either. And in His focus on prayer, Jesus brings the matter of why to our attention. I'd say He does this because it's yet another warning, yet another one of those Jesus warnings. He does this due to the fact that we as humans are easily susceptible to what I would call the power struggle of praise me, for it's very likely that it's so easy for us to fall into that make it about me trap. And in this low self-esteem society in which we live, it's countercultural to follow the words of Jesus, to abide by the words such as don't call attention to yourself. Here in Los Angeles, really? Don't call attention to yourself. Now, if we follow that directive given us to by Jesus to follow his way, if we're willing to live a life fully committed to prayer, being dependent upon God for all things, the focus will shift from you to God, and you will begin to sense his grace. Now, do you buy into that? Now, I wholeheartedly do. Because every time I give it over to Jesus, handing it over sincerely and humbly, and when I do that, I become vulnerable. Every time I have done that, this void that I have felt in my heart fills up with the love of our Creator. Has that happened for you? Because, my friends, it's real, and it is truly amazing. It is amazing grace. And with that being the case, where we're shifting focus from it being about me and mine to focus about God upon high, how does this fit into giving our treasure away? Well, as I said earlier, there's a direct link, there's a connection between the two. Through a committed life of prayer in which we spend time with God, our highest power, then we draw closer to the divine source and our thoughts shift from selfishness to selflessness. And the transformation of our hearts, that's what takes place. And we can't help ourselves. We can't help it but to act in a manner that's worthy to God. Because we've heard the call. We've heard that call from Christ. And we have been invited to join Jesus in the mission for caring for this world that is brokenhearted and hurting. And we are then generous. The giving of our treasure, which is part of our response to in response to the invitation. Now, can God make do without us? Without the sharing of our gifts and our treasures? Well, yeah, I guess so. I mean, hello, God's all powerful, right? Yet, as the people of our Creator, if we choose to withhold in the sharing of what we have been given, and that includes the sharing of our very lives, we're going to miss out. And if we then hold up a mirror to ourselves, and we take a hard, honest look, and we're going to see a clear reflection of someone who is willfully and woefully not following Christ, making it about my way rather than about God's way. And what I believe, though, and I really do believe this, is that the majority of us really want to be generous givers. We really want that because we've heard that call and we want to respond, but we're just afraid. And I addressed that last week. We're so afraid to give. We fall into that trap like we talked on the first Sunday about burying our treasure because it's out of fear. We talked about hoarding that our treasure is not right. That doesn't work, does it? But wait a minute. We're afraid, though, because the world shouts at us, fool, you don't have enough. You need to have more to show others how important you are. You give it away and you're going to lose your life. And those terrifying words, they resonate within us in the chambers of our hearts. They tighten to the false lies of the deceiver, which causes us to worry. And then we're going to shirk from being generous givers. Or we're afraid that, you know, we can't or we don't give enough. That what we contribute is going to be, well, you know, it's too small. It's going to be laughable to these other people. And with that kind of attitude, we actually feel that the widow's mite is insignificant, even though Jesus says otherwise. Addressing that specific concern about being concerned about the size of our gift, I want you to know this, that whatever you give, regardless of its size, it's important. Because what you give sacrificially and joyfully, I'm emphasizing those words, what you give sacrificially and joyfully adds to what you give and what you give and to what you give and to what I give, because everything that we're doing together becomes bigger than what we could have done alone. It's part of being community with each other. And that's what I would call an investment. That is an investment in each other, and it's an investment in answering Christ's call, and that's an investment in the glory of God, and it is a sacrifice that we joyfully make. And in regards to any concerns about losing your life in giving, I ask you this. How do you see God? How do you see God? Because if you see God as a judge or an accountant, then I'm telling you this, that if you're looking at God that way, in your rearview mirror, guess what you're going to be seeing? Fear. Fear is on your tail at all times. And at that point, when we're making it about fear, then we have made it about the law. Because that view is strictly one in which you're either rewarded or you're condemned. There's nothing in between. Yet Christ taught us to give ourselves over to a life in terms of love. It's about love. And by doing so, then you are actually then making your life. There's this quote by Winston Churchill that I came across. I love this. We make a living by what we get, but we make a life by what we give. We make a living by what we get, but we make a life by what we give. By the giving of our treasure to God from a place of openness and gratitude, thanksgiving, we demonstrate our trust and confidence in God. Out of love, we respond to the great things our Creator has done for us, and we thereby live out our faith. We celebrate with joy. And I'm going to draw this message to a close now. I'm going to give you an action item, and there's a couple of reflection questions. So I'm going to go first with the action item. What might you have in your closet or one of your drawers that is no longer important or even necessary? I want you to consider the power, living into the divine, in letting go of that treasure so that others may be blessed and have their needs fulfilled. We have a homeless ministry through Hollywood United Methodist Church that will then put your treasure to use in caring for others. As for the two reflection questions, here they are. How many of your investments have God's glory in mind? How many of your investments have God's glory in mind? And I guess there's like a second part to that first question, because then you need to define, what are your investments? And I'm not talking just financially. What are you invested in? And the second part is, second question is, how is God calling you to invest your life? How is God calling you to invest your life? My hope is that you will consider this church campus at Harmony Toluca Lake and this new ministry of Hollywood United Methodist Church as an investment, one which you will support for the glory of God. Because how are you being called by Christ to be a difference maker in this community of faith? How are you being called to be a difference maker? Because are we not to be difference makers? Generosity I've spoken about, I pray and I hope for all of us to be generous, but not only financially. It's not just about that. We want to be generous in spirit. Let us be generous with our time and energy. Let us be generous with our love. For generosity is an aspect of our character in which we should gravitate and want in our lives. So with the treasure of our lives, let us be about the mission of God. Let us build community and unite people with purpose for God's purpose for the transformation of the world. Amen. Amen.
Will you stand and join us on this last song, please?
Fire, fire.
Praise God. Go in peace.